verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual. Cuando intento describir...
Sorry, y'all. We're back. Inside studio joke. But we want to let y'all know that we are humbled. And see, there's another one of those words. Is it humbled or
humble?
Humble. Is it really? Is it humble?
Humble. Humble. Humble.
It's humble. See, you said humble.
No, it's humble.
Is humble. It humble?
Yeah, humble.
Okay.
Humility.
We are. That's very good. We are humble. Did y'all hear that? Hey, we are humbled. That you all are back with us tonight on Crystal the Rock 100.7 FM, The Word. And in studio tonight, we have Pastor Ricky, you know, our station director. She just walked in, and so we hope she finds that funny too, you know. But we've got Pastor Ricky, we've got Brother Guillermo, and I'm Pastor Mark. And so I think y'all know who we are by now. If not, y'all shoot us up on www.crystaltherock.com, and you'll be able to put names with the faces. You'll be able to call us. You'll be able to email us. Now, with that said, we're jumping right back in with our topic. And we want Brother Pastor Ricky to jump in because he's on the edge of his seat here in the studio. So we want him to just jump right in with what he has for you listeners, because we feel like God has ordained this moment for us to enter into your living rooms from 10:30 to 1 a.m. not to hear us talk, but to understand that God is all that. And we want you to understand that every one of us here, we know him, and our greatest wish is that you get to know him also. Pastor Ricky, jump on in here.
Bueno, es un tema muy importante porque a veces uno le te pregunta a la gente, ¿quién es tu papá o quién es tu padre? ¿Quién es tu mamá? Y tú le muestras quién es el padre, ¿verdad? Entonces, siempre ves el padre, ves el hijo en el padre, siempre lo vas a ver ahí. Refleja el hijo, siempre refleja al padre, la imagen del padre. Entonces, así como uno pregunta quién es tu papá, esta noche Dios te dice quién es tu papá. People will ask who's your dad or who's your mother, and we tell them, you know, who's our father or mother, and that there's always an image, there's always your face, you know, either looks like your mom or like your dad. And so tonight, God is asking you, who's your father? And God wants to be your father. He wants to be your all-sufficient one. Él quiere ser todo en tu vida. Y esta noche estamos hablando del único Dios. Estamos hablando del Dios que puede satisfacer todos tus deseos, pero tenemos que venir a Él. Estamos aquí con el Pastor Mark y el hermano Guillermo. Brother Guillermo.
Okay, so we're here to just share with you the love of God, the Word of God, the importance of being in His family.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know me, you are my children. You are the one who know me, Jesus said, is from my kingdom. He's my child. We are the child of God. If you're not with Him, unfortunately, we're not the child of God.
That's right.
And that's the main point right here, is try to find it and why we need it. Why it's so important for us to have it in our life, and dwelling inside of us through the Holy Spirit. This is the most important decision in your life.
Well, I want us to understand something tonight, and I want our listeners to catch a wave with me tonight, because I'm about to take us on a little trip, and I want my brothers in the studio to jump on in here, and if you feel like saying amen or that is right, that is correct, feel free to do so, because that's all amen means. It is so. That is correct. But I want us to understand, but there are times, I'm going to give you all a personal testimony right now, because I just believe in being transparent, because I want somebody to feel that I'm in the boat with them. But how many of us, not only in this studio, but those of you that are listening right now, how many times, living from paycheck to paycheck, rent is due, groceries are due, this might get turned off, how many times have we thought, I have no idea how I'm going to make it, but when you look back, you made it. If you can relate to that, I'm just trying to get you to understand that God, he was at that moment provider. How yes. many of us, I can relate, have driven home drunk or high? I can't pass any place in Dallas that I don't just start thanking God because, ooh, I remember at 3 in the morning when I was doing this, and I don't even know how I made home on 6:30. Oh, thank you, Lord. At that moment, I don't know how I made it, but God was a sustainer. How many of us have ever been sick? No medication, no personal physician, don't even have insurance, but some kind of way you made it. At that moment, God was healer. I've looked down the barrel of a 45, a 9mm, but I'm here to talk to you tonight. In that moment, God was my protector. I've been dead in my sins, lost internally. But God was life. And so the only point that I'm trying to get across before my brothers join in is just quite simply this. Each one of those scenarios that I just painted to you, the odds are, you listener, you have been there and done that. But every single time, just like me, I'm alive, I'm talking to you. If you are alive listening to me right now, that's God's personal invitation to you. He's letting you know, hey, I'm your provider, I am your sustainer, I am your healer, I am your protector, I am your light, I am your life, I am your savior. In other words, like we started the show,
yes,
make no mistake about it, I, God, I'm all that, and I'm a bag of chips to go with that. And so whatever it is that you need from the Lord tonight, you might be disappointed. You might be wondering, how am I going to feed my kids? How am I going to do A, B, C, and D? You don't have to do that alone. And brothers, how many times do we try to wrestle with things, and God is as he's just like a gentleman sitting on the side saying, but wait a minute, I'm all that you need.
Amen.
And that you lack. Have you all ever been through those situations and instances?
Of course.
You know, and if you've been there, I want somebody to jump right on here. Let's get real. Let's be transparent right about now, because our listeners need to hear transparency right about this moment, because they could be at the cusp of making a decision, and this is the moment where they can decide, you know what, I can get with them brothers because that's exactly where I am, or we're going to lose them.
Ok, lo vamos a decir un poquito en español para que la gente entienda ya el mensaje del hermano Mark, lo entregó. Y es lo mismo que nos pasa a nosotros, podemos identificarnos completamente con ese mensaje, porque, como le digo, nosotros, ninguno de nosotros los que estamos aquí sentados, ninguna persona del mundo es limpia, ni completamente limpia. Dios lo dijo, somos todos unos pecadores de nacimiento. Y yo puedo identificarme totalmente con eso. También busqué mucho, iba a las fiestas, a discotecas, tomaba licor, andaba con mujeres aquí y allá, y nunca podía encontrar la felicidad completa. Tampoco hemos pasado todos por malos momentos. Mi padre murió cuando yo tenía 18 años, nos dejó sin ningún dinero alguno a mi madre y a mis dos hermanas. Y también Dios estuvo presente en cada momento de eso, y fue posible que proveyera educación, comida, casa, etcétera. Dios siempre está presente en los peores momentos que usted se puede imaginar. Que piense que Dios no está ahí, Dios está en ese momento. Nunca tuve una situación de muerte como la tuvo el hermano Mark, de tener una pistola enfrente mío, afortunadamente. Pero tuvimos otras situaciones económicas, situaciones financieras, etcétera. Pero Dios siempre está ahí con nosotros, nos sacó de la mugre más absoluta que usted se puede imaginar. Ahí nos levantó, nos llevó adelante y nos ha dado todo. Dios es un proveedor de una forma inimaginable e increíble, siempre con milagros que son más allá de lo que uno se puede imaginar, más allá de lo que uno puede pensar. Ahora le dejo la palabra al hermano Ricky para que nos diga sus palabras.
I'm going to translate a little bit of what he was saying. It was a lot that he said, talking about his younger years, his family and stuff, about we all face different economic things and finances, sickness in our bodies, and we're always wondering why this and why that. Why is life so difficult? Why this happening to me? And we all face different situations in life, but we're going back to what Brother Guillermo was saying about God being the all-sufficient one, being the one that can supply every need in your life. God cannot do that until we surrender to Him.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to manifest Himself as your Father.
Yes.
As your healer, as your provider,
mm-hmm.
as your comforter.
Whatever you need.
He's all that that you need.
Yeah.
And you're coming to a point in life, we believe tonight, that this message is going to get across to your heart.
Yes.
And you're going to understand more about what we're talking about, because we really believe that God is going to reveal Himself to you in a very intimate way.
I feel like God is leading me to say this to someone tonight that's sitting here listening. Mm-hmm. We can make salvation or a connection to God so difficult, but it's as simple as counting 1, 2, 3. The Bible says that to have a connection to God, we need to just make sure that we know His Son, Jesus Christ. John 14:6 says, Jesus indicates that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. No man, it was that I am the life. Isn't it life?
Life.
Yeah, life. Oh, sorry. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so the only thing that you have to do tonight to get this relationship going with God Almighty, who loves you so much that He gave you His very best, which was Jesus Christ. He gave you the best He had. He gave me the best He had. And that was Jesus Christ. The only thing God requires of us is that we believe
yep.
that He is all that. Hebrews 11:6 says it exactly like this. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that He is. And here's the beauty right here of the verse. He that believes not only that God is, watch how the verse ends, but that God is a rewarder of them.
Yes.
That diligently seek Him. And so for God to say, yeah, you believe, it's as if God is saying to us, now, watch me be all that in every area of your life that you're lacking. But I need you all to believe. And somebody tonight, before they listen to us, before God predetermined that they would tune us in, they had no idea that God would be sending them a love letter through 100.7 FM, the Word, Christo the Rock, through the three of us. And so we want you to understand that God would, that you just simply believe that He is all that, and He's made a way for you to get to Him. That's the beauty of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We just want you all to grasp a hold to that and to know that you are chosen, you are God's, and He is waiting for you.
Yes.
He hasn't gone anywhere. He hasn't
gone
anywhere.
You know what, Pastor Mark, I'm going to say it in Spanish. Estamos hablando un tema bien, bien importante aquí esta noche. Dios mostró a Abraham de una manera muy especial. Cada vez que se presentaba con Abraham o se revelaba a Abraham, eran diferentes maneras. Entonces, Dios siempre se revela en diferentes maneras en tu vida. God revealed Himself to Abraham in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
He told him, I'm God, Almighty One, the All-Sufficient One. That's what He was telling him. I'm the All-Powerful One. Entonces, Dios viene y se manifiesta en diferentes tiempos en tu vida, como persona, como es Él en su vida, ¿verdad? Entonces, estamos hablando de nuestro Padre Dios, ¿verdad? Queremos que tomen este mensaje en una forma que los va a sacar de un lugar de angustia, de desesperación, porque tú te estás preguntando tú mismo, que ya no puedes vivir de esa manera. Tú te preguntas a ti mismo, hay más que esto. Que hay una cosa que deseas. You're saying to yourself, there's more than this. It wasn't meant to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there at that place right now because God is already knocking at your heart.
Yeah.
And tonight, the Father says to you that He's knocking, open up your heart, let Him mm-hmm. come in. Porque si abres la puerta, él viene y se come contigo. If you open the door, he will come and have, he will sup with you.
Mm-hmm.
So God is saying tonight, let me manifest myself to you.
Yeah.
So we were talking about God the Father, and I know that you're asking yourself, I'm tired of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to live like this no more. But you're not surrendering yourself, your life to God. And tonight we pray that you do that and give God a chance, and you're going to see a transformation in your lives.
Yeah. I think we all get to the points in our lives where we're tired of the emptiness, tired of the void.
Yes.
We look for, even in our marriages, sometimes we can mistakenly expect our mates to be to us what only God can be to us. And here's what I want to say before we transition into the next couple of songs, to kind of get you ready for our last segment that we're with you. To be all that is simply to be sufficient. To be sufficient or sufficiency. That's just another way of saying sufficient, all that, it's enough. That means you are totally satisfied. That means you are content. That means it's adequate. That means every and anything that one needs. And so to make that transition so that we can understand that God is every single thing that we lack or need, the point I want you to understand tonight is once you have God, you've got him. And I mean, literally, you've got him. God is not moody like we are. God doesn't change his mind like we do. Once you've got God, he is totally, forever devoted, totally dedicated to being all that to you. He's like luggage. You just can't get rid of him. He's not going anywhere. Once you got it, you got luggage. And so that's what God is to us. He's not going anywhere. And this is literally an invitation tonight. God is saying to someone that's listening, you might not feel like it. You might not think it. You might not feel like anything special is happening in your living room or your car. But God is sending to you a message right now saying, please let me be all that to you. Because the next hour, you have no idea what life holds for you. We thank you for tonight so far for tuning in with us. 100.7 FM, KWRD, home of the number one Christian radio station, not in Dallas, but in America. We are so humbled. Can y'all say that with me?
Humbled.
Not humble.
Humbled.
We are so humbled that you all have joined us tonight, and we look forward to you all tuning back in with us for the last segment of the night. Enjoy these couple of songs, and we'll be right back at you with our last segment of the night. Amen.
Espíritu de Dios, llena mi vida, llena mi alma, llena mi ser, Espíritu de Dios. Con Espírito.